Union members at all eight of Aotearoa's universities will strike for higher pay later this week. They're calling for a pay increase of 8%. This is to match the rising cost of living, and action could last for up to 2 weeks. Just weeks before university exams, 7,000 employees will then stop working in some form, which will, of course, disrupt lectures, workshops and a variety of campus operations. The Tertiary Education Union's National Secretary, Sandra Gray, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
What will the strike look like? What form will it take?
Well, our members are currently putting the final touches of on the actions that they're going to take and working that out, but later today they'll be advising their employers, and it will involve sometime this week workers going on strike. That means they will be walking off the job to make their point that they just can't keep up with the cost of living, seems to be the theme this morning, and that they need their employers to come to the table with a real pay rise. So there will be stoppages. There will be other activities as we talk with students about what we're doing. We talk with the community, and we just make sure members have got time to be together in what is a very difficult moment for university members of the TEU.
Will it mean that classes are cancelled?
For some students, there will be cancellations to classes. They won't be able to get in and pick up assignments from administrative areas. They won't be able to get through into the library as our members take strike action, and that will vary from campus to campus, because we're negotiating 18 collective agreements at 8 different universities. So it is varying across the country, but all will have some form of stoppage.
Have you consulted with student associations about this strike? Do you have their support?
We've been working very closely with student associations across the country, and nationally they know the strain and the stress, and certainly NZUSA have been supportive of our members, making sure that they get, you know, the pay rise that they need to cope with those spikes in food and housing and petrol costs.
Will students who are affected in terms of, you know, coursework get some leeway if they need extra time and that sort of thing?
Look, our members are always very considerate of what students need, and I want to emphasise this is a very difficult time for students as well. We know inflation's hitting them hard, and as you've just heard, it's hitting secondary school students hard. This is not a great time for people, but our members know that the only way to get their employers back to the table, back talking about a real pay rise, is to take this action, and that's where they've been called.
So talks started, what, back in July? How far is the gap here between what's being offered and what you want?
Look, the gap is massive. We do want 8% because of that rise in inflation, which is about to go close to that. Our employers are offering what they have in past years, which is only around 2-3%. So in most cases, we are miles from each other, and we have been for years. The thing is, our members actually accepted for the last 2 years very low pay increases, the lowest in any sector, because they recognised that COVID was impacting upon universities. But that can't continue, because now it's beginning to affect their families. It's beginning to affect their well-being and the well-being of the people they care for. We can't keep accepting low pay offers. You know, universities need to come up with some money, and we need some support there to make sure that they can offer that cost of living increase.
So this, just finally, this could go on for a couple of weeks, you're signalling?
Look, our members have been planning for a couple of weeks of action, and they hope they don't have to take a couple of weeks of action. They're hoping that even now the employer advocates are getting together and going, what more can we do? It's time they thought about how to invest in stuff. If they come to the table with something new and something that's closer to inflation, we'll certainly go back to the table with them and talk.
You're asking for 8%, but realistically inflation's probably going to peak out at around 7. I mean, you know, looking across the economy, everyone's asking for a lot. There are worries about wage price spirals. Why push for 8 and not something in the sort of 5 or 6% mark, for example?
As I say, you know, these are negotiations. 8% was what our members came together and said that's a reasonable pay rise after being the lowest paid or having the lowest rises over the last 2 years of any sector in the economy. They just want recognition for all that they do. And it is a negotiation. The employers just need to come back with a better offer than they've currently put on the table.